FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration shifting its position on a border wall. Now the administration plans to build a 17-mile stretch of wall along the southern border of Texas, arguing it is required by law to do so. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas saying the U.S. is working with Mexico on the migrant problem.
To obtain humanitarian relief outside the grip of the smugglers, with strict consequences for those who do not use those lawful means to enter our country.
Mayorkas speaking during a visit to Mexico City. The administration also announcing plans to resume the deportation of some of the Venezuelans entering the U.S. illegally, those who came into the country after July. You know, the financial markets will sit up and take notice when this report comes out later this morning.
Economists who were surveyed say that employers likely added 163,000 jobs last month. That's a solid increase, but it's down sharply from the pace earlier this year when the economy was adding 310,000 jobs a month on average in the first quarter. Economists believe the September unemployment rate dropped to 3.7% from 3.8% in August. That's near a 50-year low. The job market appears to be cooling, and that's something Federal Reserve officials would like to see. Donna Porter, Washington.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Ohio's Jim Jordan, has received the backing of former President Trump as Jordan runs for the job of Speaker of the House. Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise, also in the running for the post that was held by Kevin McCarthy until earlier this week. A vote is tentatively set on the Speaker's job for next Wednesday. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 54 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Nice job.
Thanks. Bible.
Sweden studying the possibility of sending fighter jets to Ukraine.
These planes really could make a difference, certainly according to Ukraine's president. Volodymyr Zelensky went to Sweden in August specifically to ask for Gripen fighter jets, telling his hosts they'd make his country's freedom much more secure. That's partly because these planes don't need a runway. They can take off and land on ordinary roads, making them easy to disperse and hide. And Gripens were also specifically designed to outwit Russian defenses. Sweden's military will take a month to decide whether they have enough Gripens to spare.
That is BBC's Paul Moss. Taiwan's economy minister confirms regulators there investigating four Taiwanese companies suspected of helping China's Huawei Technologies build semiconductor facilities. Ministry of Economic Affairs summoning the semiconductor and factory services suppliers for questioning. News and analysis, townhall.com. European Union leaders continue pledging Ukrainian President Zelensky their unwavering support.
Leaders are assessing enlargement, as they call it, at an informal summit in southern Spain's Granada. Beyond Ukraine, several Western Balkan countries and Moldova are also knocking with increasing impatience at their door. With Ukraine, they face one of their worst political headaches on a key commitment: how and when to welcome debt-laden and war-battered Ukraine into the European bloc. For a nation fighting for its very survival, that moment cannot come quick enough. For the bloc itself, that remains to be seen. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A massive healthcare workers' strike focusing on wages and staff shortages
is heading into its final day today without word of any deal between Kaiser Permanente and the unions that represent 75,000 of its workers who picketed this week. A three-day strike will come to an end tomorrow morning. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your vehicle. From engine tune-ups to oil change, wheel alignments, and everything in between, Warga Auto and Truck Center offers 24-hour towing and roadside service and free body shop estimates and free loaner vehicles. For worry-free truck and auto repair, Warga's Auto and Truck Repair. Call for an appointment and let us serve you. 715-339-3313.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. A man was detained after showing up with guns at the Wisconsin Capitol.
According to an alert issued Wednesday by State Capitol Police, 43-year-old Joshua Taco Pleasnik of Madison approached the desk outside the governor's office at about 2 o'clock. He was shirtless, accompanied by a leashed dog, and had a holstered handgun. Pleasnik said he would not leave until he saw Governor Evers, who was not in the building at the time. Pleasnik was arrested for openly carrying a gun inside the Capitol. After posting bail at the Dane County Jail, Pleasnik was back at the Capitol at around 9 o'clock Wednesday night. The building was closed at that point, but Pleasnik was carrying a loaded assault rifle and again demanded to see the governor. Madison police said Pleasnik was taken into protective custody and hospitalized. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pair of bills that would prohibit trans students from participating in boys or girls high school or college sports saw hours of public hearing at the Capitol Wednesday. Christian sports coach Steve McConkie testified in favor.
I would say I'm morally imposed, but I don't hate people. And so what I'm telling you today, it's just wise to stop transgender athletes.
Advocates say allowing trans students into girls' sports gives them an unfair advantage. Opponents say singling out students based on gender identity is harmful and could be unconstitutional. A former Milwaukee resident who shot up a New York City subway car in 2022 will spend life in prison. Frank James received the sentence Thursday after pleading guilty earlier this year to terrorism charges in the shooting. James lived in a Milwaukee apartment and moved out of it a month prior to the shooting. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Senator Tammy Baldwin says $90 million in federal grants will help Wisconsin social agencies fight the root cause of crime.
The Wisconsin Democrat says she wants to see more efforts to keep people out of jail rather than put them into jail.
Implementation of programs to support law enforcement agencies in collaborative efforts with those who are expert in mental health and behavioral health issues.
Those funds are coming out of last year's federal budget and aren't subject to the current budget fight in Congress. Baldwin will be running for re-election next year. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And two Wisconsin Republicans support Congressman Jim Jordan for House Speaker. Both U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and 5th District Congressman Scott Fitzgerald released statements supporting the Ohio Republican for the job. Jordan said Thursday he'd spoken about his bid to be the next speaker with Donald Trump. Jordan has also led the House impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside service will take place at Forest Home Cemetery, Saturday, October 7th, starting at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. Clifford J. Timmers, 90, of Kennan, passed away at his home on Sunday, October 1st. He is survived by his children, Dale, Clayton, Randy, and Brad. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 7th, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation held from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, with a rosary prayer service beginning at 7 p.m. Visitation also held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. prior to the Mass at the church on Saturday. This has been the funeral notice for Clifford J. Timmers, age 90, of Kennan. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by three great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church located in Ogama, visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Boo!
It's a scary good time again at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party Saturday, October 21st. Starting at 8 p.m. with music by DJ Austin Walker, with costume contests with prizes awarded at 11 o'clock, with a top three including $100 for first place. Enjoy spooky drink specials and great food all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween party happening Saturday night, October 21st on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And party guests must be 21 to enter.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment, or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
On the outdoor scene this weekend, we'll be viewing fall colors, which are peaking in many locations right now over the northern half of Wisconsin and upper Michigan. There are more leaves dropping, too. Also on the outdoor scene will be high school and college football games to attend, youth sporting events as well. And this Saturday and Sunday, as I mentioned yesterday, we have the firearm deer hunt happening for the youth. So good luck to the youth, and that means we need to wear blaze orange or pink when hunting this weekend, except waterfowl hunting. And with the cool fall weather, water temperatures on our lakes will start to slip down perhaps a bit, so that maybe will help to trigger some muskie and walleye feeding action. Good luck. Today's minor fish feeding periods, 11:45 to 12:45. The major is from 6 till 8 late today. And then for Saturday and Sunday, your major fish and game feeding periods are in the early mornings, and then also after sunset times. The minors are in the early afternoons. And the moon now enters the last quarter phase, so it's losing intensity, rising close to midnight, and then setting in the late afternoons. The sunrise time is 7:06. Sunset time this evening in Park Falls is at 6:34. Weather-wise, cool air is sweeping in with clouds and a few rain showers. Some significant rain expected this morning. Winds increase quite a bit from the west direction here, 12 to 25 miles per hour. Temperatures hold in the 40s. Tonight we'll have clouds decrease a bit. Maybe a light shower yet early tonight. Otherwise, it should die out. And then overnight lows will drop down to about 36. Maybe some scattered frost, but there'll be some wind. So not really too much expected there. Then on Saturday, we could see morning sun, then scattered clouds and a sprinkly shower. Our high is at around 50. Winds are lighter from the northwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And then Sunday's cloudy with a chance for a few light rain showers. Our high Sunday is around 50 with winds out of the east at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Enjoy the outdoors this weekend. I'm Carl Klopotik.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy today, showers in the area, temperatures hold steady in the region. Winds northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers before midnight, otherwise it remains mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 31. Wednesday, northwest, 10 to 15, and higher gust day possible as well. Saturday, partial sunshine is possible at times. Highs top out near 48. Winds again, northwest, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, diminishing winds. Lows head back down to 31. And then a few showers possible on Sunday, mainly before noon. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 45.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Hi, I'm Darla, General Manager here at 98Q and Jack FM. Did you know there are over 30 million small businesses in the United States? Small businesses are the fabric, the cement, and your neighbor who will be the first to support charitable causes, provide local employment, and will shop local to keep the economy thriving. Today, shop local and support this awesome business.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear Nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of her delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at O'Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m.
Hurry in before October 13th to take advantage of 0% financing up to 60 months on a new hot tub from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Choose from top brands like Nordic, Vita, Free Flow, or Hot Springs. Purchase in stock or order by October 13th to lock in 0%. Let Leisure City's friendly expert staff guide you through everything from choosing your hot tub to installation and maintenance. Remember to get there by October 13th so you don't miss out on 0% financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Leisure City on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears got plenty of offense in their first win of the season over the Washington Commanders.
Justin Fields threw for 282 yards and four touchdowns as the Bears got off to a 27-3 lead and upset the Commanders 40-20 for their first win of the season.
It's a feeling that you just never wanted to end, so, you know, just proud of the way, you know, all the guys came out and played tonight, and, you know, O-line did their thing versus the dominant D-line.
Fields threw three of his scoring strikes to DJ Moore, who finished the night with eight catches for 230 yards. The Commanders fell to 2-3 on the year. Rookie quarterback Sam Howell threw for 338 yards and two touchdowns with an interception as the Commanders turned the ball over two times. Craig Heist, Landover, Maryland.
Off the field, Hall of Fame middle linebacker Dick Butkus of the Chicago Bears has died at the age of 80. This is SRN Sports. NBA news, reigning MVP Joel Embiid has told USA Basketball that he intends to play for them at the Paris Olympics. USA Basketball does not plan to name its team until the spring of 2024, but if healthy, Embiid would seem certain to have one of the 12 spots on the squad that'll be coached by the Golden State's Steve Kerr. In golf, Chesson Hadley played a clean round for an 8-under 64 in the Sanderson Farms Championship in Jackson, Mississippi. That gives him a one-shot lead over Brandon Wu and Henrik Norlander. Meanwhile, Hyo-Joo Kim took the first-round lead Thursday at the Ascendant LPGA in The Colony, Texas. breaking away at Old American with a back nine birdie to run to a 7-under 64. This is SRN Sports.
DJ Moore had a career night to lead the Bears past Washington 40-20 on Thursday Night Football. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Moore, 8 catches, 230 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Justin Fields threw for 282 and 4 scores. Bears end a 14-game slide dating back to last season. Bears legend and NFL Hall of Famer Dick Butkus has died at the age of 80. He passed away peacefully in his sleep overnight at his Malibu, California home. The linebacker spent his entire career with the Bears after being drafted by the team in 1965. He made 8 Pro Bowls, was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on his first ballot in 1979. Packers kicked off their practice week yesterday. We'll work through Saturday before heading to Las Vegas to meet the Raiders in Monday Night Football. It's been a slow start for the Packers offense. Running back Aaron Jones said getting healthy should help that.
Missing pieces, but it's next man up mentality. That's always been the mentality here. But I feel like when we definitely get our pieces back and everybody's back healthy, we'll be a really good offense. I think we've shown bursts here and there where we've shown them who we can be or who we want to be. But I think we just got to, you know, put it together once everybody gets back.
5 different Badgers scored as the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team opened its home season with a 5-3 win over Boston College. Same 2 teams tonight as Wisconsin's 7th NCAA championship banner will be unveiled inside Lippon Arena. Badger men opened their season Saturday night against Augustana at the Kohl Center. Captain Mike Verlicky asked what fans will recognize about this team.
I think they're definitely going to recognize attacking, dictating the game. I think we want to be getting into people. We want to be conditioned out there. We want to be going up and down the ice. Like, we're not going to be sitting back. So I think that's probably what you're going to see off the get-go. Like, attack, 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 getting your bumps in and just trying to do everything we can do.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And taking a look at a couple local sports notes, local scores from yesterday, the Lakeland volleyball team. They get a victory yesterday, winning their match by the score of 21-25, 25-14, 25-17, 23-25, and then 15-10 in the final. So Lakeland Volleyball gets the victory yesterday. The Lakeland boys soccer team, they get a 4-0 win yesterday over Medford. Also in action, the girls swim team of Lakeland. They fell to Medford. Medford wins at 107-53 in girls swimming action. High school football, we got a doubleheader today. The Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team, they will be up in Mellon for a 3:45 start time today. And we'll have that for you right here with Steve Jetland on 98Q and 98QCountry.com. Again, a 3:45 start time. And in between, we'll take a little break in between, and then we'll come back at 7 o'clock tonight. And we will bring you Phillips High School football tonight as they will play host to Winter Birchwood 7 o'clock at the Logger Camp this evening. The Lakeland High School football team, they will play host to Hayward in action today. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
My name is Amy Anderson. People always want to know why I have a Anderson is my last name because I'm Asian. And the story of that is I actually was born in Korea. South Korea, good, happy, free Korea down here. Not the we're crazy, we're going to kill you Korea up here. Not that Korea. I was born in South Korea, and then I was adopted by white Swedish people in Minnesota. So anybody else here in therapy, or just me? It's cool. It's interesting being adopted, though. It is very interesting being adopted. People ask you weird questions. Like, people always want to know when they find out I was born in Korea, they're always like, oh, cool, Amy, do you still speak Korean? Do you still speak Korean? I have to explain to people all the time. I came to the United States when I was 5 months old, so I don't speak Korean. But I do speak baby. It's pretty awesome. So, and once this lady came up to me after a show, she's like, Amy, were you really adopted? That's so special. I want to know all about it. Tell me about your family. So I told her about my 2 white parents and my 3 white brothers, and then she goes to me, tell me something, Amy. Did you always know that you were adopted?
It returns every fall. People crave it constantly.
Where is it? Where is it? You can't cut the line, lady.
We're talking about pumpkin spice. If you or a loved one is suffering from pumpkin spice addiction, there is a way out. Introducing Pumpkin Spice Recovery Centers of America, a place where your addiction to pumpkin spice can be treated and cured.
I can't believe it. Now I'm drinking my coffee with just cream and Splenda, and no cravings. It's a miracle.
Pumpkin Spice Recovery Centers of America, not affiliated with Gingerbread or Peppermint Bark Addiction Clinics.
This is a big day.
It's huge.
What are we, a baseball team or a vaudeville troupe?
Baseball. Girls are nuts about baseball players.
It's called a ball game. It involves a ball. It's a game. It's supposed to be fun.
Kevin McCarthy has been removed as Speaker of the House. Even Aaron Rodgers is like, damn, that was fast.
Gorge.
Costco is now offering 1 ounce gold bars for $2,000. Yeah, even weirder, at K Jewelers, they're giving out free cheese samples.
Here we are, guys.
Ready to connect.
Yeah!
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go. From the top, let's go.
The weekend is finally here.
So let's get going.
Punch out of work. And punch in to today's best country.
98Q Country.
It's 5 o'clock, just got paid. I'll be off next 2 days. No more working like dogs. No more leash, no more boss. I got a weekend full of nothing to do. Yeehaw.
lost her wing. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Call me.
Carrie Underwood. She's always got a story, doesn't she? She is. She's like a Taylor, like a tamed down Taylor Swift, that Carrie Underwood. How you doing here? Joel here. Austin is here, mostly. Good morning, Austin.
Yeah, mostly here.
You look more awake than normal.
True. I feel more awake.
All right, good. We're ready for a Friday. Beautiful morning out there. If you are a member of the Adams family or maybe one of the Munsters.
Or if you're a duck.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those wet, cool days today. It's going to be an interesting one for high school football tonight. The Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team will be up in Mellon. 3:45 start time. Not much cover up there, so prepare yourself for the ball game this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the 46, 47 range, somewhere in there. And temperatures are probably not going to warm much above 50, 52 for the next week or 10 days. That might be it. Summer might be over. Mm. Are you ready? Well, we usually get a couple of those days in there that pop up into the 70s.
Usually.
Sometime between now and July or so. Somewhere in there. Columbus Day on Monday. I thought we canceled Columbus Day. I thought we took Columbus Day and just were like, maybe he didn't discover America, and maybe he wasn't the greatest guy.
I keep forgetting that that's an actual holiday.
Well, I mean, it is. I don't know if they close anything or...
I don't know of anybody that goes, yeah, we're going to celebrate Columbus Day.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody say that.
It has its place in history.
It does, certainly.
Yeah, definitely. But people always like to look at things that happened way back then and not just look at the event itself. They like to look deep into the person and everything that they were about, and they're like, well, why are we celebrating that person? Well, we'd be in trouble if we did that to everything, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We celebrate the fact that he ventured out with the Santa Maria and the Pinta and the Volkswagen and whatever else he came out with. I'm not sure one was called the Volkswagen. Wasn't there like three or four ships or something?
Something like that. But didn't they lose one on the way over? Or?
Yeah.
I think it was the Santa Maria that they lost
Santa
on the way
Maria
over.
And, yeah, one of them. It was probably the Chevy Chevette that they lost on the way over. I would get not a very solid vehicle. Vladimir Putin is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. So that's going to be one of the more awkward birthday parties. What would you get for Vladimir Putin?
I mean, unless you can deliver him a country, I don't think he's going to want anything.
That's right. This gives me a chance to extend our, I have my who's the bigger nut job thing here. I have just a shortened version. I was reading through some of the information about Vladimir Putin versus Kim Jong-un. Is that the one now?
I think so, yeah.
Il or Un?
I think it's Un. All Il right. was his father.
Yeah, right? So there was an interesting fact in there that timed up perfectly with his birthday tomorrow. Did you know that back in 2000,
we're very organized around here.
There it is. Back in 2000 and, what was it, 5? When the Patriots had won the Super Bowl. The owner, here it is, Robert Kraft of the Patriots, back in 2005. He went and visited Vladimir Putin. That was before we kind of all knew who he was. He was before the truly evil Vladimir Putin that we have now. So he went over there, and Robert Kraft had a Super Bowl ring on his finger, and he showed it to Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin apparently took it off his ring. It's like a $25,000 ring. He took it off of his finger, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and showed the ring to Vladimir Putin. Putin took the ring and said, quote, he said, I could kill someone with this ring. So the first thing you think of when you have a Super Bowl ring, I could kill someone with this ring. I don't know if that was Russian.
You just kill somebody with a word. That's not really that impressive for you.
So when Robert Kraft reached to take the ring back from Vladimir Putin, Putin put the ring in his pocket.
Ooh.
And basically walked out of the room, and that was the end of the conversation. Robert Kraft, years later, checked with the White House about getting the Super Bowl ring back, and the White House basically just said, leave it alone.
Yeah, it's not worth getting into trouble for a ring.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Kraft has his own issues and his own stories going on, but this is a story that Kraft says definitely happened. It wasn't until 2013 that he told the full story to the press. This happened in 2005. So a high-profile individual involved himself in the matter. A senator, John McCain, actually called out Putin and demanded that he return the ring to Robert Kraft. Putin denied ever having taken the ring.
That sounds about right.
So he's got some poor prisoner over there is being tortured by a Super Bowl ring.
Putin's birthday tomorrow. Across his country, happiness will be mandatory.
Yeah, and if the person's a Viking fan, all they'd have to do is just show them the ring. Just show the Viking. Then we have to hit him with it. Just show the Viking fan the ring. That's pure torture right there. It's just pure torture. I'll
tell you anything.
So that's who's the bigger nut job today, Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un? Scientists say that DNA may have a determining factor of whether you're a vegetarian or not. They say it may be in your genetics that you don't like to eat the meat or whatever else it may be. I don't know. All I know is that, people can do whatever they want. If they don't want to eat meat, whatever. But all I know is that people who don't eat meat are usually trying to create a food that tastes like it. So
yeah. It's funny how that works.
You can't deny that the taste is still pretty good. Whether or not you believe that in the eating part of it, that's your thing.
Just every time I hear about, vegetarians and all that. I remember how I think it was Arby's years ago did a spoof on that where they made what looked like a carrot out of entirely meat.
Oh, really?
And it almost actually tasted like a carrot.
Yeah.
So they took the idea of making fake meat and they flipped it on its head.
Yeah. And with the flavoring they have now, I mean, you can make a burger that certainly tastes like it. And even the texture of it's very similar to a burger and there's no burger in it. And you can do that with the flavoring powders they have now and stuff like
that. I've heard that black beans and all that are really popular form of the veggie patties just because of the texture that they have.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a problem with that. That's what's going on, I guess, with that. Fall Fest is tomorrow. I'll be there from 9 to noon broadcasting from downtown Phillips right by the post office there. It'll be the debut of Billy, our rescue pug from Texas. He's going to make his public debut tomorrow. Going to be a little bit cold and hopefully not rainy, but Billy will be there in the booth from about 10:30 to noon. I'll be there from 9 to noon. Going to be a little bit cool, so if you're headed out to Fall Fest tomorrow, you know, might want to grab the coat, the sweatshirt at the very least. We're hoping it won't rain. Children's bingo going on inside. There are some inside activities. All the arts and crafters are out on Avon Avenue in Phillips, so it's a big day tomorrow in Phillips for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. We mentioned high school football tonight. We got Shawamigan up in Mellon. We've got Phillips playing host to Northwoods, playing host to Winter Birchwood. And then we're going to bring you Bucks preseason basketball. They have their first preseason game Sunday. We'll do that at 11:30 with a noon tap. Damian Lillard added to the team. Packers don't play till Monday, so people have the weekend to run around. Last night, my wife and I started watching a show. It's a follow-up to the Stephen Avery, the Making a Murderer show or whatever that was. It's a follow-up that Candace Owens did on a place called LiveWire Plus, and it's very, very interesting to see some of the things that were left out of the original Netflix show just to kind of create a story, and it's very interesting. Candace Owens is a very talented journalist. She does all kinds of investigative stuff, and we actually paid for the first, not for the first time, but for the few times in our life, we actually paid for the app and the service. Usually we'll do the 30 days free, and then we out, you know, we're gone.
Or do it like everybody else does. 30 days free. New account, new email. 30 days free.
Yeah. So it's a very good show about this, the whole Stephen Avery thing over that happened over in Manitowoc County over in that area. Many years ago, dating all the way back to like 1985. All right. So we're binge watching that. We started yesterday, probably today too, since it's rainy and wet. So it's a good time. Weather like this is a good time to binge watch.
I mean, and this is a good atmosphere for Making a Murder.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? The radio station itself, are you saying, or what? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, that's up for interpretation there.
All right. The boy needs some coffee. Get him some coffee. We've got all the news to come after 8 o'clock. We'll talk with Mike Clemens. We'll preview Monday's Packer game. We'll talk with him at 9 this morning.
Dive into crime dramas on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on CSI, Criminal Minds, and Blue Bloods. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for the power, performance, and reliability of a new SuperStart battery. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WishCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy today, showers in the area, temperatures hold steady in the region, winds northwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight, more showers before midnight, otherwise it remains mostly cloudy, lows drop to 31. Wednesday, northwest, 10 to 15, and higher gusts stay possible as well. Saturday, partial sunshine is possible at times. Highs top out near 48. Winds again, northwest, 5 to 15. Saturday night, mostly cloudy skies, diminishing winds. Lows head back down to 31. And then a few showers possible on Sunday, mainly before noon. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 42.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a dime. Chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as
can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries